Mole Variety Hour. Thanks to our hosts, our guests, our engineers, and we'll be back next Monday.
And you are tuned to KBOO Portland. Do stand by. Air Cascadia is on the way.
The Pacifica Radio Archive celebrates Women's History Month.
When we talk about the contributions that poor women, poor black women made, we're not supposed to acknowledge them as having been agents of history. And certainly not of having played a role in shaping what we might call feminist historical traditions.
Angela Davis, African-American civil rights activist, author, and professor of the history of consciousness at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Part of the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project, American Women Making History and Culture, 1963 to 1982, funded in part by a grant from the National Historical Publications and Records Commission at the National Archives and Records Administration. For more information, visit us at pacificaradioarchives.org. Thanks for keeping our women's history alive.
We've listened to a short tune by Brian QTN. Now we're going to listen to one by David Grobics.
Netanyahu's in a tizzy. His eyes are filled with hate. He said the problem with those Arabs is they won't recognize a Jewish state. He said those Palestinians just won't come around to accepting Jewish rule on their holy ground. He said the Arabs don't accept their new neighbors in the hood. Those ungrateful regimes don't respect us as they should. Well, I don't want to upset anyone or unduly take to task, but if a state wants recognition, it seems reasonable to ask. Where are your voters? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? I heard him speaking to the Congress, getting his 29th standing O. He said, we need our security from those terrorists, don't you know? Well, if you want security, I wonder if you'd say it's true that the Palestinians should have security too. 'Cause if you want security, it seems only fair that you should also grant it to the people over there. And maybe you could answer, though the question is a sin, just where your country ends and your neighbor's lands begin. Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? Where are your borders? In the Middle East? Or actually, he said the only viable one, at least. The PA isn't viable because they didn't vote Abbas.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 16th, 2015. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's headlines. It's the day before Israeli elections. Netanyahu looks like a shoo-in despite his recent antics on the world stage. There are worse deadly fools, of course, as always, in Israeli elections, waiting in the wings, as well as a few calmer, smarter minds who may not prevail, but will perhaps at least change the center of gravity. Guests today are Martha Rasmussen and Shireen Graber. They are with groups up in Washington, in Oslo, who have been struggling for this past year to assist the survivors and participate in the grieving process as a community. Last year's mudslide killed 47 people in Oso, Washington. A cliff collapsed, sending debris careering down over a highway, and the Stillaguamish River survivors of the 2014 mudslide that ravaged Oso, Washington, say that an outdoor company right now is profiting or attempting to profit from their misery. That's right. Outdoor lovers, for $90, rafters can see the devastation where those, 43 people were killed. When a wall of mud, rocks, and trees came crashing down, the trips could turn the devastation into a tourist attraction. The name of the company And make sure you mark this. Write this down. Know this name. Be sure that you call these people and tell them what you think. It's quite possible that listeners have perhaps done one of their trips and not realizing what this guy, the owner's name is Dave Button, not realizing what he's up to, because he comes across as this, you know, river-loving, outdoor-loving, look at the eagles type of a guy. Well, here's what's going on, though. Pacific Northwest Float Trips. Write it down. Pacific Northwest Float Trips is advertising the route on its website and, wait for it, that's right, Groupon. This guy actually has the nerve to advertise at this trip of his as a Groupon offer. The discount website shows that the deal is no longer available, however, though two trips have apparently been sold through the site. Button says he has a history. This is his defense. This is defense, right? Button says he has a history of showing off natural disasters on the rapids, citing a trip that he conducted after Mount St. Helens eruption killed 57 people in 1981. He insists he's not trying to profit from death. And yet, that's his defense. There you go. Chief Joseph is poised for another long march, this one all the way from the Colville Reservation, where he was born, though he belonged to the Nez Perce tribe, to Washington, D.C. The Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian invited tribal leaders, cultural figures, and other interesting and accomplished Native individuals to introduce themselves and say a little about their lives and work. Together, their responses illustrate the diversity of the indigenous communities here, as well as the shared concerns, and offers insights beyond what's in the news to the ideas and experiences of Native people today who still do not have full legal jurisdiction on reservations. They still today virtually rape is so endemic on reservations, and you know what? Over 80% of the rapes on reservations, and reservations have the highest percentage of rapes of any community in this whole nation. Over 80% of the rapists are white men. That's right. 80% white men go out to reservations where they rape Native American women because they know they can get away with it because of the way the laws are structured. The laws are structured to this day, to brutalize Native Americans. That said, we're going to have more on that later. Hopefully we'll have the chairman of the Colville Nation on sometime during the week. And over 1,000 people took the lawn of the Vancouver Art Gallery on Saturday to protest Prime Minister Stephen Harper and his new anti-terror bill, C-51. Vancouver became gridlocked afternoon after more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered. Peaceful protesters packed the gallery's lawn. Protesters are concerned with the creation of Harper's secret police force. And Social Security is unquestionably, without a doubt, hands down, the most successful government program in this nation's history. And so it is that boxes of petitions signed by 2 million Americans were hauled to the Capitol last week. Senator Bernie Sanders introduced legislation to expand benefits and strengthen the retirement program for generations to come. The Social Security Expansion Act, remember that too, it was filed on the same day that Sanders and other senators received the petitions gathered by the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. You know what? All the money, all of this money, the $65 a month, that's what people will get. That's what we're fighting for. A meager, measly, pathetic extra $65. The fact that you have to fight for it is disgraceful. The fact that it's $65 is even more disgraceful. That said, it makes a difference in people's lives. In the lives of the top 1%ers, that wouldn't even cover the tip for an average dinner. And yet many of the Social Security beneficiaries vote Republican. Figure that. And this from the Gila River Indian Community. On March 5th of this year, the Federal Highways Administration released a record of decision in favor of building the South Mountain Freeway. The record of decision is a document that gives the Arizona Department of Transportation the approval to begin acquiring right of ways to begin construction on the 22-mile-long freeway that blasts straight through the Modaclaag South Mountain sacred area. That said, on that note, this has been Air Cascadia for Monday, March 16th, 2015. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Here comes Locus Focus.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Last Days in Vietnam, a film screening on Thursday, March 19th at Concordia University in Portland. Last Days in Vietnam is a new documentary from Rory Kennedy, which examines the final days of American presence in Saigon and the efforts taken to evacuate 135,000 South Vietnamese. Again, that's Last Days in Vietnam, Thursday, March 19th at 6 p.m. at the Hagen Building at Concordia University, 2811.